Welcome to Seek Reality with your host, Roberta Grimes. Author and attorney Roberta Grimes will explore and illustrate how she, after an extraordinary experience of light in childhood, has discovered channels of communication to the afterlife and how these implications have an effect on our everyday lives. Please welcome the host of Seek Reality, Roberta Grimes.
Oh, my dear friends, welcome to Seek Reality once again. As you know, I'm Roberta Grimes, and I'm really glad you're here with us today because you can give a hug to my very, very dear friend who's our guest. Early in the 20th century, we were really getting wonderful communications through deep trance mediums from the people that we used to think were dead. It was a heyday of afterlife communication, and there were serious researchers studying these amazing communications and writing books and actually asking scientists, you know, look, have a look at this wonderful stuff that's coming through, basically through the veil. The veil was then very thin. But the scientific community was at that point still reeling from the advent of quantum mechanics, which had upended their world. And the last thing they wanted to have to do was also even think about the possibility that people survived their deaths. That was like way beyond the pale. So to protect themselves from these challenges, the heads of the scientific university departments and the editors of the peer-reviewed scientific journals, which we call those folks the scientific gatekeepers. That's what they are. If you don't conform to what they believe, you don't get in. They established materialism as what they then called the fundamental scientific dogma. This was a stupid, stupid thing to do because, of course, anything that is based on a dogma stops being an open-minded search for the truth, which we all expect science to be, but instead it becomes just one more artificially constructed belief system. It becomes a religion. There's no way around that. In this case, it's the religion of atheism. And so it has continued for 100 years and more. So it remains today. Science is a belief system and no more. It's impossible to be searching for the truth when you have to stick with only studying what looks to be material. By now, afterlife researchers have demonstrated irrefutably that human minds are eternal, that we can easily exist without our bodies, and that most of what we think is real actually has neither size nor time nor any other material attribute, but it's created by eternal consciousness. And that consciousness of which our minds are all a part is the only thing that actually exists. However, to this day, you cannot be a mainstream scientist in the United States unless you're willing to accept those gatekeepers' insistence that you not investigate anything that might even hint at the existence of a greater reality beyond the universe. We've got to break through with evidence of human survival that's so absolutely irrefutable that scientists will have to pay attention. In fact, we've got to shame them into it. And the man most likely to produce that information is our wonderful friend and frequent Seek Reality guest, Dr. R. Craig Hogan. I love following his work. I love following the progress in this field. And Craig is here today to tell us what's new. Welcome, Craig. I'm thrilled you're here.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here. There's so much going on, and we want to tell everybody about it. It's like we have this wonderful, wonderful news to share, and
yes,
we're just looking for it. We're like the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. The Ancient Mariner was destined to walk around and tell everybody his tale, and so
yes,
Coleridge wrote that, and that's what we've got. We've got this tale to tell people, and so I'm anxious to do it any opportunity we've got.
And one thing I think we need to say at the start for people who haven't been hearing us for very long is that all of this is science-based. The two people you are listening to now are the two most skeptical people on the face of the earth. Because we have found bits of what is a gigantic truth, we are extremely skeptical about anything that might conceivably be drummed up because, you know, we're painting a pure portrait of the truth. The last thing we want to do is introduce stuff that might not be true. And that's one of the things I love about Craig Hogan. He is as skeptical as I am. So as you listen to him, know that what he's telling you is objectively true. We've got this evidence and more coming every minute. And so, Craig, give us the highlights. What are some of the things we can talk about that are new and exciting and different, or even just improvement?
Yeah, we're making breakthroughs in a variety of areas in afterlife communication. We're able to reduce the veil to zero and to communicate clearly with people on the other side. One of the most exciting is the instrumental trans communication. We're using communication devices that weren't available prior to the advent of the electromagnetism, understanding of electromagnetism, and the development of communication devices, the video, the audio, transmission over cell phones. And so now that that technology is available to humankind, they on the other side are taking advantage of it. And it's as though they had been waiting for this opportunity, because through electromagnetism, they're able to communicate with us. And what they do is they send signals through to us, and they imprint on recorders, on video recorders and audio recorders, the pictures on video recorders, the audio on audio recorders, and then we can play it back and communicate with them. And so now we're doing that, and we have researchers in the field who are just making tremendous strides in being able to communicate with those on the other side.
One of the problems that we have seen, and what's one of the reasons that we are in such good shape, Craig and I and those now working, is that basically people have done everything wrong. So we get to see what didn't work, and that narrows down what's likely to work. And one problem that people have had repeatedly working in this field has been people on this side, who are really just the supporters of the researchers, the true researchers are brilliant dead scientists. We'll talk about some of who they are. But the people on this side very often have been ego involved. And when you get ego involved, you get fighting. And repeatedly, good efforts at making communication happen reliably have been foiled by people's egos. So one of the things Craig and I are very careful to do is to remove as so far as possible from the people we're working with any sense that it's about them. It's never about the people on Earth. It's always about what the people we used to think were dead want us to learn and to know. And so what are some of the people that are working now in this field that, whose names we all know?
Yeah, and there are people now on the other side who are working with us, and we have big-name people. They're people whom we knew when they were on the Earth plane, and you would expect that scientists who were dedicated to the work with electronics on this side of life, when they crossed over and they're on the next plane of life, that they would continue their work, and that's what they're doing. So their most advanced work that they're doing on the other side is communicating back to us on this side through the use of technological devices. So we have people like Tesla and Edison. We have Einstein. Steve Jobs is involved on the other side. And these are not just name-dropping. It's because of the fact that they continue their work. They want to continue. And so we're working with them on the other side. On this side of life, we have researchers who are not so well-known because of the fact that the word hasn't gotten out yet. But they're making tremendous advances. One of them is Sonia Rinaldi, who is a Brazilian researcher, and she has been since 2001 researching both video and audio to capture images and to capture the words that they can speak from the other side. And so now she has recordings, and she can get them at will. She can just set up her video or set up her recorders, and she is able to get the messages from the other side that come through. She's done as many as 163 reunions between parents and their children on the other side by recording what is their voice that's on an electronic recorder, and they play it back for the parents. This now is commonplace, and she is the pioneer in the field right now in doing that.
Yeah, Sonia Rinaldi is an amazing person. She's a little short person, very unassuming, but so powerful. To watch a presentation from her and see what she's able to do is astonishing. One negative thing for us, of course, is that what she's doing is in Brazilian. I mean, Portuguese, because she's Brazilian. So, but she's working, she's getting more English now, right?
Mm-hmm, right. She's getting more English. And what happened was, this is only a few months old. So, in fact, the things that I'm going to be telling you about in a few minutes, we're getting many of them within the past couple of months. And two of them we're getting today, even as we speak, that we got messages today about them. But she, about 2 months ago, received a message from the other side, from Tesla. And Tesla had arranged for her Portuguese station, where there are stations on the other side, and the stations communicate with us. They're dedicated, they're full of dedicated people who communicate with us. There is a Portuguese-Brazilian station. They only speak Portuguese. And there is an English North American station that speaks English. And Tesla, just a couple of months ago, had let her know that he had arranged for the North American station and the Portuguese station to work together so that she could then get recordings in English. So now she's getting recordings that are coming across in English. And those wow. those recordings then are just as clear as a bell. It's like somebody standing in front of a microphone and talking.
Isn't that fabulous?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll talk about some of the handicaps they have had, but just understand something. Once we graduate and we are in what we call the afterlife, which is actually real life, we are much more aware of what's going on Earth. We think that there would be a separation. There's no separation. So it's little wonder that people who have the ability to help and have the perspective that we think of as the afterlife will want to help. There are many, many people whose names you wouldn't know who are working on this too. We're going to talk in the next segment about why it is that they do this now, because obviously they never did it before. And what Craig said about the fact that our technology is advanced enough for us to understand how to work with them, that's very important. But still, it's been very useful to have a school where people didn't know that life was eternal, because the reason we're here is to learn and grow spiritually. And it's much harder to take that growth need seriously if we know it's all a rigged game and everybody wins it. What I'd like to do is share with people why this is so important now. I mean, I didn't realize personally why it was so important until the spring of 2015, when I was communicating through a medium with my spirit guide, who is Thomas, and once was Thomas Jefferson. And he told us that basically we've got a couple hundred years before it all goes to hell on the earth. And the reason is simple. Because we have allowed the energy of the earth to become so lowered that we can't raise it anymore on our own. They have to help us. And take it from there, Craig. What do you know about all of this and why it has to happen now?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're saying that the energy of the earth is so negative now. And that's from the violence and the cruelty and the factions that are fighting with each other. That it's having an effect upon the earth itself. In other words, it is creating an earth that's full of the negative energy, and that we are going to have to raise that with their help. And so they're very vigorously and energetically working from their side. We have teams that have identified themselves, and they've told us who they are on the other side. We also have teams of what we call extraterrestrials. And what it really is they're just other spiritual beings just like we are, who are living in other planes. So they're not like aliens. They are just normal people, but they may have a different shape, they may have a different form, but they are still spiritual beings. They are forming teams because they want to help the earth plane to rise up out of this. But it's up to us on this side of life to be able to communicate and work with them on their side, so that we can together make a difference for humankind. We can make a difference for humankind by changing people one individual at a time. So everyone has to change as an individual. They have to change their belief system. They have to change what they feel to be true about themselves and about humankind and about our eternal natures, that we are eternal beings, just having a temporary physical experience. And in order for that to happen, then we have to cooperate with them in a variety of ways. And so we now are working with them in several areas to be able to communicate with the other side. The communication is central. So the communication then is what's going to save humankind. And what we're trying to do, our focus, especially in the AREI, the Afterlife Research and Education Institute, is to help people to communicate, just partly because of the fact that it helps them to reconnect with their loved ones and reduce their grief, but also because as people learn that we can communicate with the other side, that just proves to them as individuals that we are eternal beings, and that then, in one individual at a time, will change all of humankind. So that's where we are now. We're working with them on the other side. We've identified who they are. They are letting themselves known to us. They include extraterrestrials as well as people who have crossed over from the Earth plane, and we are making tremendous inroads. There are things that are happening even as we speak.
He is such a charitable, large-spirited person. I'm a bit less so, and I see this more as a cutting need to as soon as possible, shame mainstream science into finally studying this stuff, because they could be so much more efficient working with the dead scientists to finally get this done. I mean, we're relying on people without scientific training and simply in the right spiritual energy and a need to help to do this work. So although I agree with you, I mean, everything you say is true, I see this as critically necessary, because unless we can make science, force scientists really to look at the information we have and begin to get involved themselves, it's going to take a lot longer to make this happen. So either way, we've got to make it happen now. And just to reassure you, we really don't need to raise everybody's spiritual vibration. Maybe, what do you say, Craig, 3-5% would be enough?
Yeah, it's actually a small number. There's an effect called the Maharishi effect. And in the Maharishi effect, the studies have been done, many studies in various nations, of having a small percentage of a population perform Zen Buddhism meditation. And when they do that in that small population with the intent of having calm and peace, the whole population changes. The entire population changes, and it can be 1% to 5%. And as a result of that, then crime is reduced. People's interest in inventing increases because there are more patents during that period of time. There's less violence. There's less interest in war. And all of those things have been proven in city after city, so much so that the journals now have picked up and have said that that's true. The Maharishi effect just shows us that we don't have to convert all of humankind. We don't have to have everybody understand this. What we do need is we need to have that core group of people, enough of those people who understand that we are eternal beings, we are just having a temporary physical experience, and that we can live together in love, joy, and peace. And all we have to do is do that in that small group of people, and it will change, it will affect all of the group of people, that entire city, or that entire state, or that entire nation. So that's what we're aiming towards. We just want to get that core of people.
And there are people driving their car right now who are saying, well, how come that works? And let's talk about why that works. We think our minds are separate. Our minds are all part of the same essential consciousness, infinitely creative, infinitely powerful, that continuously manifests this universe. And what your thoughts on that? I mean, explain why this works so well.
Yeah, it works because of the fact that we are creating this reality. And that seems rather cosmic, but it is a fact. It is something we know to be true. We know that from quantum physics. We know that consciousness converts what is just possibilities for things to happen into reality. The quantum physicists are now saying that. They're saying that you can't. There is no physical realm as such, that we are creating the reality as we go along. And because of the fact that we are creating the reality as we go along, as one individual, we are creating it as one mind, and we're having an effect on the world. We are creating the reality based upon the influences that we have at the time. If we have more negative influences, if there are more tragedies and cruelty and violence, then we're going to be creating a world that's full of tragedy and cruelty and violence.
Yes.
And if we have a world that's full of love and compassion and concern and other-centeredness, then we're going to be creating a world that's full of love and compassion and other-centeredness.
Yes.
And so we are creating it. All we need to do is change our deep-seated beliefs, or just our who we are as individuals. And when we change that, our perspective on life, then all of life will change, all of the earthly plane will change. And we have lots of research. We're not just coming off, this is not metaphysics, it is physics. We have lots of research to show that the human mind influences or creates the reality in the world.
Yes.
And creates what we're living in right now.
Yes, it's really wonderful and amazing. The only thing that really exists is that what we experience is human consciousness. Although we don't have access to much of our own eternal minds when we're here, it's probably less than 5% that awareness that you have. There's much more to you, which you will merge with very quickly after you graduate. So all of this is exciting. So what Sonia Rinaldi is really the leading EVP or ITC person in the world. She has done more with it, but she's been doing it for almost 20 years. So tell us a little more about Sonia. I know she's just sent out another newsletter.
Mm-hmm. Sonia is doing marvelous work. what she's doing is she's using both audio and video recordings. So in the audio recordings, she will record, she will ask questions of the people on the other side. They then will respond by recording onto the audio recorder. When she asks the questions, she doesn't hear the response right away. What she has to do is she has to play back the recording that she's making. And when she plays back the recording that she's making, the answers are on the recording. And this has been demonstrated thousands of times now. She has thousands of these recordings to show that the people are responding. And we know that to be true because of the fact that they are responding directly to the question. The words that they speak are right after the question is asked. And we have parents who get messages from their children so they can't mistake it. So that we know that these are people coming through from their children. We also she also gets video recordings. So she makes a video, and she makes a video using a transparent or translucent background. And the translucent background then becomes a screen. They project images onto the screen. And then when she plays back the recording, then she can see it frame by frame, the changes that happen, and faces appear on the frames. She sent out an announcement today about the fact that they're not only able to do that when she's video recording and she's using the translucent material, but they're also able to send through whole images and they appear on the wall. And that's what she's doing now, and she calls it sending through whole packets of information, and that's what they're doing. They're sending through a whole image, and it's appearing on the wall. And then they are doing that at will. They, in cooperation with us on the other side, they are sending through these images, and that's just the beginning. This is a discovery that was made today. We just got the email about it today. So she's just beginning to get these packages. Eventually, then, she's going to be able to get them spontaneously. They will want to communicate and simply make the image appear. And so that's in the future. That's what's happening right now.
Isn't this exciting? She believes that Tesla, adding Tesla to the mix, was empowering. I mean, this guy was big when he was here, and he's big when he's there. I want to emphasize again that the researchers in this are all people we used to think were dead. They're the ones leading this dance, and the people working with them on this side who are still alive are there, basically lab researchers, working with them to try to set this up. But we are at the time where they've already used the first telegraph. We've already had the first flight at Kitty Hawk, and it's as we know, what came from there was the modern world. Well, what's coming from this early research now is the world, the true world of tomorrow. We are about to enter it, and watching it happen is so exciting.
Well, we just got a message. This only came through about an hour ago from Marcus Long, who is a physical medium. In other words, he is a medium who sits in a room, and things happen in the room because of his presence, because of his energy. And he has decided that he wanted to experiment with using a cell phone. So what he did was he asked his guide on the other side, his name is Les, if Les would send him a text message on his cell phone. So then what he's just sent to us is, I'm going to describe what it is, in the blue box that he would write on this side. He wrote, okay, I'll ask Les to write to me. For the message that came back, the text message is, okay, love you, babe, and that's from the other side. And then, but it's going to happen, all run together. So the words are run together, and the words are run together to show that it was him on the other side. But it's going to happen, just like that. And then after that, then he writes back to him saying, thank you, my soul brother. So he's communicating using text messages with a person who is on the next plane of life, who's on the other side. And that's just the beginning. He's just experimented with it, so we don't know where that's going to go yet. That was about an hour ago.
Big, huge. There's a recognized scientist working roughly in the same field, and most people know his name, Dr. R. Craig. No, that's you. Dr. Gary Schwartz. He is people know him in association with trying to develop the soul phone, and he's trying to begin it using texting. And what was interesting about last September's AREI symposium was that he gave a, I thought, fascinating talk on how their experimenting was going in texting. It should be much easier to develop texting with the dead than oral communication, I would think, because it's merely switches, on and off switches. But and that shows that they're working on it too. Isn't that exciting? I can't. Mm-hmm. It just blows my mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you can get an app, and the app will be for free, that will allow you, whoever you are, and even if you're not a medium at all, when you're sitting in the church and the funeral is going on, to send a text saying, "I love you, Mom, forever," and Mom texts back, "Me too." What was it? "Me too, babe," or something. That is going to be huge. That will bring peace to the world as nothing ever has before, because life truly is eternal, and we're going to start to prove that this way. Isn't that exciting? Aren't you thrilled to be part of this work?
Yeah, it's just wonderful, and we are seeing things happen more and more because there's a concerted effort on the other side, and it's being facilitated by the Source. Because this is a time in humankind's history when we need to have this communication. It isn't going to interfere with our lives. We still have free will. We will still be learning lessons in Earth school. But they're going to be helping us more. They're going to be guiding us more and giving us more insights. And we will know for sure that our loved ones, whom we thought had been lost — we used the word lost, I lost my husband — that they are not lost at all.
Not at all.
They are very much with us all of the time. They're only a thought away. All we have to do is decide to communicate with them and then be open to receiving the communications. And eventually we're going to be able to do that with technology very easily, and that's actually happening now. You mentioned Gary, and Gary Schwartz right now is developing the soul phone. The soul phone is going to be using, they are going to be manipulating photons, manipulating light art particles, so that they can then use them to communicate to us, and we'll be able to get the messages from them. And that research is going on right now.
This is so exciting. I run afterlifeforums.com. with an S at the end of forum. And this has been 8 years that we've been, and purely it's just a place to come in and get information. But we get many people newly bereaved in one way or another, and many people who have lost a spouse or a child. And one of the things that gives them tremendous comfort is something that effectively Dr. Hogan has co-developed, and it's communication, self-induced experiences with people that you used to think were dead. And some of these experiences are incredible. Talk about that a little bit, Craig.
Yeah, there are two ways that we're doing it right now. So there is one way that's used by psychotherapists, by people who are certified, state-licensed psychotherapists. And what they do is they have the client who's sitting in the office who's grieving for somebody go into a state of mind in which they're open and receptive, using what's called bilateral stimulation or eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR. And what happens is that they put the person into this state of mind in which they can have the connection. And then the client sits there and connects with the person for whom they're grieving, that they're in counseling for, and actually has a communication with them. During this communication, they have all the sensual feelings of the communication. They walk with them, they talk with them, they hold hands, they kiss them, they hug them. And all of these things are happening in the psychotherapist's office. The psychotherapist has nothing to do with it except to get them into the state of mind through use of bilateral stimulation. And then from there, they have their own full-blown communication that unfolds naturally, and that this can go on for hours when they're sitting in their office. So that's one way. And the second way is I had decided that we ought to be able to teach people to do this without a psychotherapist. And so what I did was used hypnotism, because I'm a trained hypnotist. And I developed a method of using self-hypnosis so that anybody can learn this. All they have to do is go through the training program that we have that's free online. They can learn how to use self-hypnosis to go into the state of mind in which they can have their own connections. And now we're at an 86% success rate. People are getting on. They're learning how to do this. They're being trained in how to do self-hypnosis. And then they have their own communication. They're going through the same kinds of experiences. They're able to speak to their loved one on the other side. They're able to walk with them, to have experiences with them. They take them on flights of fancy and out into the universe. And all of this is happening right now, and it's freely available to people if they want to get on and get it. It's at selfguided.spiritualunderstanding.org. And we invite them, you know, to get on. It's free. And it will work for them. The one that's used with psychotherapists has a 98% success rate. So that's one that Rochelle Wright, who's the psychotherapist who developed it in Washington State, has now trained well over 100 psychotherapists to do it. And they're all having success in helping their clients to connect with their loved ones on the other side. So we can do this, and it's just a matter of people learning how to do it.
What's exciting, a couple of things are exciting about this. I think that, from what I see on Afterlife forums, the only people who have not had as much success as they would have hoped for are people who didn't sincerely do. It's not easy to do. You're going to have to devote some time to it. But if you'll devote the time it takes, it will work for you. I believe everybody can do it. Well, maybe the 98%, as you say. There may be one or two who can't, but it's amazing. And the other thing I want you to know is they have real experiences. This isn't they imagine the person at all. They say that two important things. Number one, it's as real as if I were walking on the beach with him, or as if I were, you know, we were doing what we love to do, going to our special restaurant or whatever. They feel it's real. It is 100% real. They're awake in their own minds at that time. And the other thing that's important is that it seems to literally heal grief. I mean, some people who said that their grief was at 11 on a scale of 10, after spending some time with Mrs. Wright, that's her name, right? Rochelle Wright, is that her last name?
Rochelle Wright. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. After spending a couple of hours with her, they said they had their grief now at a 1 or a 2. If you are in pain because of the loss of someone, this is probably the most effective way that you will be able. I mean, the other problem people have, of course, with grief is guilt. And that's something that also we have to get rid of. But if you don't have any special guilt associated with it, wow, this is like any other disease. You can go in and get your grief removed. I think it's so incredible. But mm-hmm. this is very promising. The problem is it's pretty subjective. I mean, people tell me this stuff, and because I know how it works, I believe it. But they tell a scientist, he says, you were imagining it. So what we have to do is come up with some ways that no one can. Yes, this will help you, but we have to come up with some ways that will slap science in the face. And another one people think may work is physical mediumship. What is that, briefly, before we go to break?
Yeah, physical mediumship means that there is an individual who is a physical medium who has the ability, it's an inborn trait, and they can sit in a room, and the room can be in red light, it can be in complete daylight, or it can be in the darkness, depends on the medium, and things will happen in the room. People from the other side, they will materialize, so you'll actually be able, they will walk around the room, they will speak to the people who are in the room, and these speaking, it's very audible, it's as though they were speaking in front of a microphone. And so then there will be things will move around the room. There will be things that fly around the room. There are apports, which means that something simply appears in the room and drops onto the table, and you can see what it is. It's a coin or it's a bracelet or something. And so all of these things happen in the room, and these are physical mediums. They're able to do all of these things, but the focus is on the loved ones who come through from the other side and materialize, and actually have a material body form, and they can touch, and they can kiss, and they can speak to their loved one who's sitting in the room with this physical medium. And so these are things that happen now. We've got all of the evidence that it happens. It is something which is just simply not attestable, not a fraud, because of the fact that it's been tested over and over again. And we have shown that these are actually happening.
The thing about physical mediumship is that at one time it was very common. The reason it isn't now is it seems to take many years of literally sitting in the dark, many, 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 many hundreds and thousands of nights, and working on it. And people now, within the age of electronics, with TVs, with all the things we had, and computers, with all the things we have to do, few people have the patience to develop what is really just another natural human gift. But there are some who do. Now, talk about your own development circle, Craig.
Mm-hmm, sure. What we're finding now is that in the same way that they are really focusing on the electronic communication, because it's possible to do that now with electronics, they are also focusing on bringing back physical mediumship, so that what we had starting in 1848 and then ending pretty much in the middle to the end of the 20th century, we had much more physical mediumship. But now today they have dedicated themselves on the other side to developing more physical mediums. so that we'll have even more of it than we had from 1848 to the middle of the 20th century. And
wow.
what we decided, we knew that this is true. We knew that there are physical mediums who are in the population, people who would be able to sit in a room and have these things happen if they had a group of sitters, what we call sitters. It's just a group of people who are willing to sit for many, many years to be able to make this happen. And so we knew that they were in the population. We knew that people within the general population had this ability. And so it's just a matter of bringing them out. How do you find them? How do you nurture them? So what we did is I decided to form a circle just in normal Illinois, in the middle of the cornfields out in Illinois, and to form a circle and see whether we would have any physical mediums within the circle just out of the people who lived around in the area. And so we developed a circle, and we sat for 7 years with people coming and going, and this is normal. So for 7 years we sat, and we had little things happen during that time, but there was nothing spectacular. But then after 7 years, then we had a group of five people who came together. And we're very harmonious. We love each other. We have complete regard for each other and love for each other. And so when we got this group of five people together, things started to happen in the room. And what it's turned out now is that the five people who come together now, we get together on Sunday evening once a week. And then as we are sitting in the room and we're just having a good time and singing songs and laughing and being joyful, then things are happening in the room. The table that we sit at rocks back and forth. The table is beginning to get to the point where it's going to levitate. In other words, it's going to rise. We get flashes of light in the room. We have what appears to be voices that we're getting in the room. And the one individual within that group, within the group of five, is a physical medium. We know he's a physical medium, and he's having the manifestations of what we call ectoplasm. And that means something is coming out of him that then will make things happen within the room. And then three of the others are going to be trance mediums. One, we believe, is direct voice, meaning that she's going to have voices coming out of the air wherever
she's
sitting.
Isn't that amazing? Oh.
Yeah, and so just in that small group in the middle of the cornfields in Illinois, we have one physical medium, we have three trance mediums, because we know that people can do this. And all we have to do is get the circles together. People just have to sit and be willing to sit for years. But it's a lot of fun. It's just like, it's much better than going to church. And people go to church every Sunday for years and years. And if you can just get together with a circle of people, you know, a group of people, it could be five people, it could be 12 people, and just sit every once a week and for several years, then it's very likely that this is going to happen. There will be a physical medium come out of a group. And so we're realizing that now, and we're encouraging people to do it.
And so people all over the country can do this. Now, how long have you been doing this particular group of people? When did you start this? It's like start of the 20th century kind of, isn't it? Or 7-8 years anyway?
Yeah, right. We started about 9 or 10 years ago. And we sat for the first 7 years. We had actually moved from one house to another. And we sat for the first 7 years and had small things happen. But it was after that that they really started to accelerate. And then we communicated with the other side. The other side, the teams on the other side who are working with us include what we call extraterrestrials. They're Arcturians. And they are people who we know on the other side who are working with us. Leslie Flint is on the other side working with us. We know that.
Wow.
Yeah, we know that there are people whom we recognize from the Earth plane. Greta Alexander, who is a local psychic medium whom I knew when she was on the Earth plane, she's working with us. My mother is on the other side working with the team.
Yes.
And so we know that the people on the other side, we know who they are, and they're working with us, and they are determined to help us to develop. And that, so that what they say is that they're changing us molecularly, so that as we sit every Sunday, they are changing us from the inside, physically and mentally, in preparation for something that we don't know what it's going to be, but they say it's going to be tremendous. Stupendous is the word that they use. Colossal is the word that they use. And what they say is that they are, normally what happened was that people would come down from the other realms, from the other side, and they would come into the Earth realm to be with a circle like ours. But what they said is that things are going to be different now. They are going to take us to them. We don't know what that means.
Oh, this is so amazing.
We don't know what that means yet, but that's what they're preparing us for.
Wow, wow. And before we spend too much more time talking about this, we will have Craig back often because he always has amazing things to tell me that boggle my mind, and I'd like to have you be boggled too. But talk about the AREI symposium that's coming up in September.
Yeah, we're having an AREI symposium. It's in Scottsdale, and it's going to be September 14th through the 16th. And we are going to have 33 of the finest minds today, the people who are at the cutting edge of afterlife communication and communicating with people who are the so-called dead, that are very much with us. And they are going to be there at the symposium, and they're going to speak to everybody about what's going on with them. We're going to have physical mediums there. We're having Scott Milligan come from the UK. We're having David Thompson come from Australia. And they're going to be demonstrating their mediumship. They're actually going to go into trance there at the symposium, and they're going to be speaking from their trance state. And they're also going to be doing seances. So a small number of people then are going to be able to come together with them in a seance and have these physical things happen in the room. So they're going to be there. We have mental mediums. We have very, very talented mental mediums who are going to be there, and they'll be available for individual readings as well. We have a woman who is an expert in the using the Ouija board to talk about what the promises are of the Ouija board, what the dangers are. Sonia Rinaldi, that researcher from Brazil, is going to be there.
She's worth the showing. Trip all by herself.
She's going to fly up here from Brazil. She's going to be describing what's going on with her. And by then, the way that things are advancing, she's going to be doing tremendous things. And she's going to be explaining them, and she's going to be playing the recording. She's going to be showing the video. And then it's something that anybody can do. Sherry Pearl's going to be there. She's connecting parents with their children on the other side using electronics. She trained people at the last symposium how to do it. She's going to be doing the training again so that people can actually learn how to do it there at the symposium. And we're going to have a variety of other people, wonderful people, coming to this symposium.
I think that if there's any place you're going to take a trip to this year, the one that you will find most satisfying and productive will be one to go to just afterlifesymposium.org, and you can see who'll be there and what they'll be talking about. If you're interested enough to spend time with me each week, then I think this is something you're going to love. I can't be there this year for reasons we're about to announce, but I am thrilled to know the people who are there and to vouch for it without reservation. And Craig, I'm so glad you joined us today. We're going to have Craig back again in a couple of months so he can keep telling us what's new. But meanwhile, Craig, consider yourself hugged, and we'll be talking shortly.
Okay.
So everyone, as you know, this has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. I'm so glad you could join us today. Never forget that you are a powerful, eternal being. You never began and you never will end. And when you fully grasp all the implications of that fact, it's going to change everything in your life for the better. Next week, your guest will be your host. I hear fairly often from people, and I don't understand why, because I find myself boring, but they wish that I would do more programs where I simply share with you what's on my mind. Occasionally, there are topics that do cry out for that kind of treatment, and one of them will be talked about next week. Many of you have wondered why my 27 fun book, The Fun of Living Together, is not about the afterlife. Well, it's about the next stage. When enough people understand what truly is going on, we're going to be able to use our powerful eternal minds to transform everything. So this is very personal for me. Please join us next week. I'm going to show you how it is that studying the afterlife and raising our spiritual vibration begins to make it possible for us to do extraordinary things and fix every human problem. This week, of course, our guest has been my wonderful treasured friend, Dr. R. Craig Hogan. All I can do is tell you that knowing him is a joy. If you ever can meet him, please do. And if you ever hear where he's going to be speaking, you've got to go and hear Craig. He is the most advanced spiritual being I have ever known in a body. And he's mild, he's unassuming, but he is powerful. And he will do whatever he has to do to help you understand what's going on. Meanwhile, this has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Please enjoy and please make the most of this coming week in our one reality, knowing that you are a powerful, eternal being and you are infinitely loved.